We are in the fourth shar of the Nefesh HaChaim, the fourth gate. Now, this is a very strongly worded shar, as you may have noticed, right? That it's like very strong against, the philosophy of, what was then, the leaders of the Hasidim, and this is the Beis Medrash of the Gra. And how is he's explaining that without strong emphasis on learning, nothing else really works. Okay. So in other words, the person, when they're learning, we'll see the importance of learning, but his attitude towards learning is straight learning. It's avas haTorah. It's to know the Torah. He's not having in mind, he's not meditating. He's not using it as a springboard to think about, oh, how great Hashem is. That's not what the point of learning. Learning Torah is you're learning Torah. Once. Right.
And you were saying it's not just learning for the sake of learning, but it's learning to really learn the material.
Right. It's learning to know it. Leida ulahavin. That's the language of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, is leida, to know ulahavin, to understand v'lohisif pilpul, and to get deeper and deeper. And that's the purpose of avas haTorah, to really love the Torah. Now, like we always said, there's always two sides of a coin, and we're not focusing on, so what did the other side hold? Because like Rav Chaim Volozhiner said, he went to one other city, and he said all they had over there in the other city was books of Musar and books of Yerushalayim. It's very nice, but they didn't even own a shas in the shul, in the local shul. So that means that they weren't learning, in that way, Gemara. They weren't learning to try to get down to the bottom of the emes of the Torah. So, what did that Beis Medrash that was led by the Gedolim of the Chassidim and many Bali Ruach HaKodesh, we have known the tremendously great people. So obviously they had another shita in this, right? So, their shita was that a person has to feel the Yerushalayim in their bones. But that's we're not coming to explain that. I'm not necessarily coming to say that that's wrong. We're learning right now the Mahalach of the Gra, which is being taught to us through the lens of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. And this is what he says. But then he says that even though I'm telling you that the focus is Torah, and you have to learn, and to learn for the sake of knowing it, but let's not forget the Pasuk. Yiras Hashem, he oitzarai. That the oitzar, the warehouse in which you store the Torah knowledge, is only in the Yerushalayim. So only in as much as a person has Yerushalayim can they hold the Torah that they learned. And the Torah that one learned will not stay with them if they don't have the Yerushalayim. And therefore, a person has to have the Yerushalayim. So like we said last time. So when a person's gathering together their wheat and they're putting it in their storehouse, so what's more important, the wheat or the storehouse? Well, that's a silly question, because if you have an empty storehouse, it's not worth anything. And if you have wheat without a storehouse, then the wheat flies all over and you don't end up with nothing also. So which one is more important? I don't know. You need both, right? You need both. Now, so if you have a question of, I can only do one, which one should I do? It's a bad question, because you can't just do one. You can't just do one. If I can only do one, which one is more important? You can't just do one. Now, if you can ask.
You see Torah learning without Musar?
Right, without having it in the context of Yerushalayim, correct. So you have to have that. And that means the Musar, that means understanding the Yerushalayim, importance of the Musar. Okay, so you need that. Now you have the Musar without the Torah, so you have an empty warehouse. So so what's the use now? So you can't say, well, if I could choose one, which one should I? You can't choose one. You just can't. Now the question should be, when I'm doing both, which is the Iker? Oh, that's a good question. So I have both, but now which is the Iker? So then the answer is obvious. The Iker is not the storehouse. You're not working that night to build yourself a nice storehouse. The Iker is what you're putting in there, okay? So if you have the Torah and you have the Yerushalayim, you want to know which is the primary goal, which one am I trying to, build up, what am I focusing on? The answer to that is obviously the wheat, not the storehouse. So the Torah becomes the Iker, okay? And that's why you have many chazals, excuse me, like Pirkei Avos is full of it, now we start learning Pirkei Avos, and Pirkei Avos is dakdama to Shavuos, to accepting the Torah, right? So you need to learn the Pirkei Avos, and the Pirkei Avos is full of Yerushalayim. Again, same idea. you cannot have the Torah without the Yir Shamayim that precedes it. Okay, so that's what he says, and therefore he's trying to strike this balance where you are focusing on both, and you can't have one without the other. We have to understand that when I'm focusing on the Yir Shamayim and I want to focus on the Musar and the Yir Shamayim and the Ruchnius, but you have to understand that you have to fill the warehouse with the Torah, and the Torah is the Avas HaTorah, the love of Torah, just Torah knowledge, straight up, and try to focus on learning it as best to your ability to really fully understand it. Okay? So he goes on in Parak Hey, and he says the following, the Erech Goydel Oitzer HaYira Asher Heichim LeAdam, but in as much as you have your Shemayim, Kenal Ze'ayrach, that to the equivalent, as big as your storehouse is, that's how much Torah ultimately you will have. Yuchal Lekanes Ulehishtamer Ulehiskayim, that's how much Torah you'll be able to be Shomer and keep. Kifia Sheyachzik Oitzara, only as much as your storehouse can hold. Why? Ki Ha'ava Mechalik Tevua Lebanav. Okay, if you have a father, as he gives a mashal, you have a father, and he's now coming to it's the beginning of the season, and he wants to divide up the wheat among his children. So he calls over the kids and he says, okay, how much do you want? How much do you want? So the kid says, I want a lot. So he says, where are you going to put it? Oh, I didn't think of that. Well, he's not going to give him a lot, right? So who is he going to give the most to? The one that says, oh, yeah, ta. Not only I want it, but look, in the backyard, I already prepared. I already have the whole warehouse is empty, ready to go. Let's fill it up. So the father's going to give him a lot. So mechalik v'noisin l'cholechad midas ha'tavua, he's going to give him the amount of grain at kifir she'yachzik oitzare shel haben, according to how much the warehouse can hold. Right? She'afim yirtzav v'yodip sucha litin leharbi, because even if the father wants to, but the son doesn't want to keep it, so what's he going to give it to him for? V'im lo'yichim lo'yaben af oitzakotan, and if the son did not, you know, prepare any storehouse, any method, so he's not going to give him anything. So he says that's the same thing with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yodai psucha lashpia tamid. Hashem is ready to give us as much Torah as we want. You're going to learn, take Torah, take it all. But then he's going to say, one second, where are you putting this? You don't have Yir Shamayim. You don't, how can I give it to you? You know that Torah without Yir Shamayim could be very dangerous. Right? Torah without Yir Shamayim could be very dangerous. People have done all sorts of crazy things with Torah knowledge that was not soundly, was not sound in its Yir Shamayim. So therefore, Hashem is not going to try to help that person. He wants to give him as much Torah as possible. He wants them to tie it to their heart and internalize the Torah. But omnam adar tolu lefi oitzer ha'yira. Depends how much year you have. Shem heichin lo yadam oitzer gadol. If a person prepared himself and he learned a little musar and he got himself ready, Hashem yitin chachma. Hashem will give the chachma. Hakol lefi goydol oitzare. V'im lo yeichin adam af oitzer katam. But if the person didn't even prepare himself anything, shem bo yirasa yizbar ach klan. He doesn't have any covet for Hashem. He doesn't have any covet for the Torah. Hashem is not going to help him learn. Now, by the way, this pasuk, the lashon of the Vilna of the Rav Chaim is, the Torah is not going to stay with him. The learning Torah of such a person is nimas. It's disgusting to Hashem. Now, this pasuk, by the way, the Rav Chaim Volozhiner brings down in a different context regarding the Gra. Unbelievable. The pasuk is, "Ki Hashem yitin chachma mipiv das usfuna." Hashem yitin chachma mipiv das usfuna. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives chachma. Now he's saying here, Hashem only gives chachma to those who will be able to accept it and develop the chachma. That means the people that have Yir Shamayim. But if you have Yir Shamayim, Hashem will give the chachma. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner brings down that there was a malach that one time came to the Gra and offered to teach the Gra Kol HaTorah Kula. Malach came and offered to teach the Gra whatever he didn't understand in Torah. Certain things he didn't understand, the Malach was going to teach it to him. And the Gra says, why would I learn from a Malach when I can learn from Hashem himself? She says, what do you mean learn from Hashem himself? He says, because when a person has Yerushalayim and a person learns their hardest, so it says, Hashem yitin chachma, mipiv da'asus vuna. You learn directly from Hashem. So getting from the Malach, the Gras says, is less of a level than getting through your work and Yerushalayim. Person that has Yerushalayim and they work on something and they try to understand it, you know where they're getting it from? They're getting it from Hashem himself. So he says, why would I give up the opportunity to get it from Hashem and settle for getting it from a Malach? So the Vilna Gaon pushed away the Malach. And he did not accept the Malach. There was one time that the Malach taught him something in a dream, and he davened in Shemoneh Esrei, he should forget it and relearn it. He said he went to sleep with seven questions on a piece of Zohar. The Vilna Gaon went to sleep with seven questions on a piece of Zohar. The Malach at night came in the dream and taught him the Pshat in the Zohar. And the next morning he davened that he should forget the Pshat so he could relearn it on his own amelos. That was the Vilna Gaon, right? So that's what he said. Mipiv da'asus vuna. A person learning through their own amelos doesn't come from there that they're brilliant, they're a smart person. When a person puts forth effort, all of a sudden, bam, they get ideas. You know that there's an expression, an idea fell into my head. So in every language, in Yiddish, it's an Einfall. I got the Einfall, the following. It fell into my head. So Reb Dessler says, you know where that comes from? Things don't fall into your head. Hashem put them in there. In other words, people, when you say that, what you're saying really is, I just got this idea. I worked on it, but people get the sense that like this idea just came to me. But Reb Dessler writes, when ideas don't come to you, Hashem puts them in your brain. And that's, So therefore he's saying if a person has with the understanding, the true success in Torah learning only comes through Hashem giving it to you, it's understandable that Hashem is only going to give it to you if you have a place to keep it. That's what he's saying. Hashem is only going to give it to you when you have your Shemayim. So therefore, you need both. And this is really the entire balance that he's striking here. Okay? So now is going to come a very important question. A person is in the middle of learning, and he's learning about very spiritual things, like what happens if a shore is negeach a para? So a shore is negeach a para and it died, and so now he's trying to get connected to Hashem, and he's like shore shenagach a para, and this guy's saying this, and so where's Hashem in the picture here? I didn't say anything about Hashem. I said something about this guy's ox and this guy's cow. I didn't say anything about Hashem in that statement, right? So like, how am I getting into it? So Chaim Blasner says, you should think before you start the sugya, I'm about to learn the Dvar Hashem. I'm learning what Hashem's opinion, so to speak. The halacha is how Hashem views the halacha in this case. And we're learning Chochmas HaBayir. And you should be makhtim with a little bit of Yerushalayim and then go into the sugya. And then that should carry you for the next couple hours while you're learning. So he says, you should not be thinking about Yerushalayim in the middle of the sugya. But he says, if we're going to see, but he's going to say, what if in the middle of the learning, I need a little boost of my Yerushalayim? Am I allowed to take a break from my learning to now go back and focus on the Yerushalayim? Or no, when you're in the sugya, stay in the sugya. Don't worry about the Yerushalayim right now. So that's going to be, he's going to deal with that, okay? So we'll see in the next couple of days how he addresses such a case like that.
Okay. You said last week, the reason why this generation is not able to learn as much is not because they're not, they're less smart, it's because they're less in tune to the fact that this is Hashem's wisdom.
Right.
If you really think that like this is Hashem, like by learning this, you're understanding Hashem's brain, so to speak.
Then
you approach
then it. You'll get that much closer. Exactly. Correct. Yeah.
So we all have to remind ourselves when we're learning it. It's the way to understand and to connect.
Right. That's why I said in the Rambam, a lot of times in the Perush Mishnayos, he says, Amar Hashem. instead of just saying Amar Abaye. Yeah, it's Abaye saying it, but what's Abaye saying? Abaye saying this is what Hashem holds, not this. So the more we remind ourselves when we're learning, so the more that's we're engaged in that process. Okay, Shkoyach, everybody.
Thank you. Good night. Good stuff. Mm-hmm.